Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news.
Today, we're covering a landscape-shifting partnership between TechTarget and Informatech, two digital business powerhouses joining forces to elevate the reach and quality of online content.
Together, these companies are integrating over 220 web properties, touching on more than 10,000 specialized topics and serving an audience that now exceeds 50 million professionals worldwide. Their collaboration focuses on delivering authoritative, original content and actionable insights, empowering decision makers across vast industries with information straight from trusted sources. This merger isn't just about scale. It's about deepening the well of knowledge, innovation, and intelligence within our increasingly digital-first world. Let's explore how their combined expertise is enhancing not just the broader tech sector, but also sharpening the competitive edge of the gaming industry. One of the biggest outcomes is a boosted digital portfolio for both organizations, with standout projects like the GDC Vault Initiative. For anyone keeping tabs on the heartbeat of the industry, the GDC Vault now grants even deeper access to a rich archive of talks and resources, especially from landmark events such as the Game Developers Conference. This is great news for studios, indie creators, and researchers in gaming who rely on in-depth talks, postmortems, and resources to drive future innovation, make strategic decisions, and connect with community trends. But that's far from the only major development on the scene. Let's turn to Nintendo and its flurry of recent announcements. Nintendo just launched the Nintendo Store app for both iOS and Android, offering a fresh and streamlined shopping experience for its massive fan base. Some of the app's standout features include instant notifications about sales, detailed tracking of your gameplay activity, and even a smooth pathway for redeeming My Nintendo points, which is a big win for anyone invested in the rewards program. Whether you're a longtime Switch loyalist or just getting plugged into the Nintendo ecosystem, these features are sure to enhance your daily gaming interactions. Nintendo President Shuntaro Furukawa recently shared that the original Nintendo Switch will continue to be available alongside the much-rumored Nintendo Switch 2, a move driven by persistent consumer demand. With anticipation for the Switch 2 at an all-time high, especially after teasers about third-party software lineups, Nintendo is aiming for a transition that's not only smooth, but also player-friendly. This approach seeks to avoid the messy handoffs that have occasionally plagued past generational leaps. But hardware isn't Nintendo's only growth area. There's a clear expansion into multimedia storytelling, too. The gaming giant recently confirmed a new Super Mario Galaxy movie set for release in 2026, followed by a live-action Legend of Zelda adaptation, targeting a 2027 debut. These projects reflect a growing trend, bringing beloved franchises into new storytelling formats, broadening their reach far beyond core gaming audiences. Nintendo seems more committed than ever to creating long-lasting cultural touchstones on both the big screen and in console form. Meanwhile, innovation in other sectors is ramping up as well. Rivian, the electric automaker, reported record-breaking deliveries in its latest Q3 2025 earnings, fueled in part by favorable tax incentives and adaptive pricing strategies. While it might seem distant from gaming, this shows how industries are moving in parallel, leveraging data, flexibility, and incentives to drive market disruption. The thread tying these shifts together is innovation in digital experience and user engagement, which remains a priority whether you're making cars or crafting virtual worlds. Shifting focus to critical industry insights, the gaming landscape is undergoing some dramatic realignments right now. Both Nintendo and Sony are making substantial investments in next-generation consoles and digital-first strategies, sending strong signals about where the industry is headed. Sony, in particular, has rolled out plans to bolster its PlayStation Portal and bring cloud streaming capabilities to PS5 titles, opening up opportunities for more interconnected and accessible gaming experiences. While technical hurdles and broadband accessibility are still challenges, this pivot to cloud-forward ecosystems marks an important inflection point in console gaming. And speaking of challenges, recent legal developments are adding further complexity, especially on the Nintendo front. The United States Patent and Trademark Office recently issued a rare re-examination order regarding some of Nintendo's patent applications, creating a 2-month window for response that could heavily influence upcoming legal battles. Most notably, there are ongoing disputes around the creature-catching mechanic patent, with implications for games like Palworld and even broader IP protection strategies across the industry. A recent denial surrounding a key patent claim adds urgency for Nintendo to reevaluate the foundation of its intellectual property approach, especially as new competitors push into similar creative territory. These are high-stakes moments, and how Nintendo navigates this period could set important precedents for all future gaming patents and legal defenses. On a more collaborative note, excitement is already building for the 26th GDC Festival of Gaming in San Francisco. Scheduled for March 9th to 14th, this gathering will serve as a major B2B focal point, bringing together leading voices for discussions on the future of play, production, and partnerships in the gaming ecosystem. It's one of the industry's best opportunities to catalyze creative collaboration and spark solutions to the industry's thorniest challenges. As we look forward to this and other groundbreaking events, it's clear that inclusivity, data-driven development, and partnership are shaping what comes next for everyone from AAA studios to solo indies. Now, let's explore some of the leaps we're seeing in new and emerging games and how they're being received by the community. One standout is the positive reception of Lirai, Heir of Darkness, whose recent demo has been celebrated both for its emotional narrative depth and its stunning visual presentation. Players and critics alike are praising the game's atmospheric world-building and bold approach to branching storylines, suggesting it could become a classic for fans of dark fantasy RPGs. Not to be outdone, Valve released a highly requested background download feature for the Steam Deck, dramatically improving the portable platform's user experience by allowing players to update and install titles while playing others. It's just the latest example of how Valve's entrepreneurial culture continues to differentiate the Steam Deck in the increasingly competitive world of mobile gaming. And there's no slowing down for giants like PlayStation and Xbox, both of which are pivoting strategies to keep pace with shifting player demands and technical frontiers. Sony recently kicked off its It Happens on PS5 campaign to celebrate the 5th anniversary of the PlayStation 5, doubling down on its most iconic franchises, groundbreaking exclusives, and the platform's growing social features. Not to be outdone, Xbox is stoking hype for the upcoming release of Call of Duty Black Ops 7 on November 14th, though fans remain divided over whether the new entry will match the highs of its predecessors. At the same time, Microsoft is enhancing the value proposition for Xbox Game Pass, announcing the addition of Sniper Elite, Resistance, and other notable titles, reinforcing its push for an ever-evolving buffet of content. Continuous updates are key across the board. Valve's Steam Deck now sports a low-power download mode for more efficient on-the-go play, and franchises like Civilization VII are rolling out significant software upgrades to keep players engaged for the long haul. These industry-wide commitments to fresh content and meaningful updates are critical for holding player attention, deepening user engagement, and fostering loyalty in a crowded marketplace. That said, not all trends are universally embraced by the gaming community or by stakeholders. The integration of AI-powered marketing tools is igniting lively debate, especially as studios weigh the promise of automation and budget-friendly outreach against potential backlash from players who value authenticity and personal engagement. As companies seek to balance ROI with cultural resonance, Some are experimenting with influencer-based campaigns and more transparent AI disclosures, though results are still mixed. Meanwhile, Electronic Arts is making headlines for exploring possible ownership changes involving Saudi interests and private equity, a move that's inviting scrutiny over its future direction, transparency, and alignment with shifting global values. Industry analysts are watching closely to see how EA navigates these talks and whether any change in ownership alters its approach to fan-favorite franchises, esports initiatives, or live service business models. Zooming in on the community front, the reaction to ongoing updates in major games like Overwatch remains deeply mixed, with some players praising recent narrative enhancements and others frustrated by the lingering questions left after the cancellation of planned PvE content. These opposing views highlight the challenges of satisfying a diverse vocal player base, especially as studios try to introduce fresh stories, address lore gaps, and keep long-running franchises vibrant without alienating legacy fans. Elsewhere, anticipation is running high for the second major update to Diablo 4, with Blizzard pledging to maintain the game's integrity while introducing depth and variety to player experiences. And with releases like Supermining Mechs and Closers coming soon, studios are showing renewed focus on diversifying content offerings to engage players across every genre and demographic. One notable hit in the narrative adventure space is Dispatch from Ad Hoc Studio, which surpassed 1 million copies sold within just 10 days of launch, echoing the interactive storytelling magic once seen in Telltale's best titles. Its quick success signals a clear market appetite for stories that immerse players in consequential choices and cinematic narratives, something developers are keen to explore as technology brings new possibilities for interactive storytelling. Pulling back, it's clear that the TechTarget and Informa Tech merger stands as a key milestone for access to digital content, offering immediate benefits to the tech and gaming audiences they serve. By leveraging huge networks and encouraging collaborative innovation, both organizations are set to deliver increased value and responsiveness to businesses and consumers alike. Industry leaders, from Rivian's mobility breakthroughs to Nintendo's media expansions and Sony's cloud gaming ambitions, are all navigating an era marked by rapid change and intense competition, underscoring the need for agility at every level. Ultimately, this surge of strategic partnerships, multimedia expansions, and technological leaps is raising the bar for how companies approach content, engage their communities, and adapt to disruption. Whether you're a studio exec, a hobbyist, or a fan eagerly awaiting the next big console or IP, this is the moment to watch as bold moves and unexpected alliances redraw the digital frontier. And that's all for today's VG Buzz update on the dynamic future of digital business, gaming, and technology. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.